Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, there are apparently now multiple nude pictures of Mason that he has posted, you know. Yeah, thank you. He'll be back Monday. Okay, so we've covered a lot today, but we haven't done this yet. You hear all the time, that guy would make a good president. You know, like somebody who isn't a politician. Like you hear The Rock, Oprah. You know, who would make...
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. You know, who? Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr. But Paul Feinbaum had Stephen A. Smith on the other day. And Feinbaum asked Stephen A., would he ever consider it? Here's how that went.
America had a actor become president for two terms. We had a reality talk show host become president. Would you consider running for president?
If I thought I could win, yes. If I thought that I could rally, I mean, I would have told you hell no, no way in hell years ago. You know, I was a father out of wedlock. Obviously, when you think about the standards that were once held in the White House, I'm pretty damn good, but I'm not perfect. And those imperfections obviously would be highlighted when 350 plus American citizens are relying on you to institute and implement policy that would affect their lives. So I would have told you once upon a time, hell no. But when I see some of the things that has transpired, I can honestly tell you, even though that answer would still be no, if people came to me and enough people came to me and said to me, Stephen A., you have a legitimate shot to win the presidency of the United States of America, I would strongly, strongly consider running. Because
if Stephen A. ran, do you think he'd be a good president?
Yeah.
Well, here's,
I can't even believe I'm saying this, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Right. What the presidency has turned into over the past three presidents.
I go back even further than that.
Is you've got to have a little showman in you. For example, President Obama had a lot of showman. He was very good at that job. He's, you know, he had a lot of showman in him. You could argue President Trump was nothing but a showman.
Yeah.
You know, like this, just he was out there almost like an actor playing the gig. So Stephen A. would have that part of it down. I don't know where he stands politically. So, I don't know what I don't hate the idea of having someone outside of the Washington bubble run for this. I'm trying to think who would be a non-politician who might make a good president.
Oprah.
You hear? Yeah, is the one you hear all the time.
So,
you think Popovich would do it?
I don't think he would do it.
Used to be in the Air Force, used to coach at the Air Force.
Yeah, I know,
he would,
but he wouldn't campaign. You have to be somebody who can campaign.
And you'd have to put up with some crap, and he doesn't really have that club in his bag.
But Steve Kerr? People would like that. Steve Kerr. Yeah, but I mean, there's shirts that go, remember when Popovich and Kerr were both taking a lot of political stances, and they would speak a lot. There's a sort of self-importance that you have to even consider running for president.
Well, Stephen A.'s got that.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of self-importance. I have a master's, John, from Stanford University in political communication.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we learned was that the president, and this is not a modern thing, but the people who win the presidency oftentimes are a master of the dominant communication medium of their time.
Right.
So Roosevelt was excellent.
I took
radio.
A class at UCLA called Ronald Reagan, The Politics of Symbolism.
Right.
And what Reagan understood better than most was it wasn't necessarily about the policy, but how good can you sell it?
Right.
Like, how can you present it to the people
present
in a way?
Reagan was a master of television.
Right.
Kennedy, what's the famous thing with Kennedy and Nixon where he was sweating at the debates and Kennedy just looked great and Nixon looked sweaty.
Well, Stephen A. used to be in on TV.
Yeah. But I think the dominant medium of our era right now is social media.
Right.
television and radio were kind of two mediums ago, right? Two platforms ago.
Yeah.
Social media. And I mean, you could argue Trump was a master of social media, right? He really was. I mean, the way he used Twitter and all the other social media, around.
Right.
So what's next? Whoever is the best at TikTok?
Maybe.
Whoever is the best at YouTube?
Could be.
Like, that's kind of what's next.
So, you know, we're talking about presidents and stuff. Did you hear the other day, Jamie Foxx? You know, Jamie Foxx is a super talented dude.
We wanted him to play Doc Rivers in the Sterling Fairs.
Well, he would have been great at it, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, first of all, before I get to Doc Rivers, this is Greg, where'd you find this?
I just saw it on Twitter.
All right, this is Jamie Foxx doing a Donald Trump impersonation.
Okay.
And it's uncanny. Listen to this.
It's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides. I know Harry O. He's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop D-O-double-G. Great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Death Row. Excuse me. Fake news. I love Death Row.
Okay, good.
What's your favorite Death Row record, Mr. Trump?
All of them. All of the Death Row records. Don't try to pin me down. I see what he just... Excuse me.
Fake news.
Excuse me.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I mean...
It's from something called the Daily Loud.
Yeah, but if you...
Wow.
Play that again from the top, Jorge, can you? If I didn't tell you this was Jamie Foxx, wouldn't you think this was Donald Trump? Hit it again.
It's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides.
Pretty good.
I know Harry O. He's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop D-O-double-G. Great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Death Row. Excuse me.
I mean, that is dead on. Okay, so you mentioned, so for people who don't know, Ramona did this super successful podcast series called The Sterling Affairs about Donald Sterling's, the end of his tenure as the owner of the Clippers. If you haven't heard it, you got to go back and listen to it. Six parts, right?
You sent
it to me. I listened to it in one day. I was so into it. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
So they came to Momo and to ESPN and to the people that she did that with and said, we want to turn this into a television series. And it was the same people who did the
People versus OJ,
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in good hands. And you were saying you would have loved Jamie Foxx to play Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
I know why. Here's Jamie Foxx a couple of years ago on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon doing a Doc Rivers impersonation.
Horse like Doc Rivers.
I would, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, next year. I don't know. I can't explain it. You know, we tried, you know. I mean, you know, it's not Blake's fault. It's not on Blake. It's on all of us.
Doc,
yeah, we all did.
Doc, can you sing happy birthday to my kid?
I'd like to sing happy birthday to your kid. That's all I can say.
Are you inhaling?
I'm inhaling and exhaling.
Doc Rivers has been hoarse since birth.
He's like, hi, Mama. Hi, Dad.
He got the best answers, though. He's always calm. You just lost everything.
I know. We did.
He's always on your side. You can't get him.
I know. I don't know what to do. Just come back next year. It's not on Blake. It's not just Blake. I got to get my larynx fixed.
I mean, how great is that? Those are
really
two
good.
Completely different dudes.
I know.
Doc Rivers and President Trump. And
he did Ray Charles. I mean,
well, he won an Oscar for Ray Charles.
Excuse me.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
So when Alec Baldwin used to play Trump on SNL,
right?
I thought he did a good one. He also looked like him. He could really pull off the look. But he did it. There was a smirk to the way he did it.
Yeah,
like he was doing it for laughs.
They've got a noob guy, JPJ, that does it, who's really good. But I'm just so impressed with Jamie Foxx's range.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's great in Ray, great in Any Given Sunday,
yeah.
Great doing a 7-year-old white guy and a 50-year-old black guy. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's just such a talented dude. All right, coming up next. Momo, you and I, we have crazy schedules.
Yeah.
All right? Our schedules are nothing. Our schedules are kindergartner schedules compared to one Hollywood hotshot. When I tell you this guy's schedule, you will say, can't be real. Can't be real. He insists it is. We'll get into that next. Mason in Ireland. Momo in for Mace. ESPN LA. This week it's been Momo in Ireland. Ramona Shelburne nice enough to pinch hit for Mace. She'll be in here for me next week. I'm taking part of next week off. Ramona, Mark Wahlberg, the actor, was on a Barstool podcast this week, and they asked him about his daily schedule that leaked out online a couple years ago. All right?
All right.
Stay with me here. 2:30 a.m., wake up.
Oh.
Okay? 2:45, prayer time. Okay? 3:15, breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15, workout. So by 5:15, he's already had prayer time, breakfast, and a workout.
Yeah.
5:30, post-workout meal. Okay? Now, remember, at 3:15, he had breakfast. So at 5:30, he's having a post-workout meal. All right? 6 a.m., shower. 7:30, golf. 8 a.m., snack. 9:30, so he must only be playing nine holes. 9:30, cryo chamber recovery.
Okay.
10:30, snack. So we've already
eaten
five times, and it's 10:30. 11 o'clock, family time, meetings, work calls. 1 o'clock, lunch, sixth time we've eaten. 2 p.m., meetings, work calls. 3 p.m., pick up kids at school. 3:30, snack.
Snack.
7 p.m. 4 p.m., workout number two.
Oh.
5 p.m., shower, second shower of the day. 5:30, dinner, family time. 7:30, bedtime.
7:30, bedtime.
Yeah, he says he gets 8 hours of sleep no matter what. So if he's going to get up at 2:30, he's got to go to bed at, you know, 7:30.
Yeah.
And so...
Huh.
Could you pull that off even for a day?
No. No.
Bergman?
That's crazy.
Even for a day?
It sounds miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have my life regimented like that. That's awful. Oh, you got to have your snack now. Well, ding, ding, ding. Like, no, absolutely not.
I mean,
let me count. All right.
How many times have you eaten?
Yeah. One...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 snacks/meals. It's like he's on a cruise all the time. He said that very rarely does he deviate from it. And that for him, it just works.
Huh.
And I thought, man, that's impressive if he can pull that off.
Yeah.
Even for a minute. That is a really crazy way to live. But if you can do it, more power to you.
It's also like, first of all, I don't go to sleep early. I'm a night owl. I definitely do not get up early. That is like, you guys, when you're, I get your emails, John, at like 4:30 in the morning.
Correct.
Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. I texted all of you guys when I was going to bed last night at like 1 something. And I was like, I shouldn't send this. It's too late at night. I might wake people up. But I figure you guys probably are the types who will like have your phones off.
I put my phone on, my phone's on silent.
Silent,
so
yeah.
If you text me or call me, I'm not going to hear it.
So I was thinking maybe I would just email so I wouldn't wake people up. I was like, it's not that late. It was like 1. But it was, but I think also like we live in this world now where people go to bed and wake up at all different sorts of times. And like, there's, you kind of have to assume you might be waking somebody up even if you email too early or too late, but it seems like more appropriate to email early rather than late.
Yeah. I email when,
or text. I mean,
I don't text. I try not to text before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m.
After 9 p.m. Yeah.
Unless I know, like I text Michael late because he's up.
Yeah. Me too. Like I know certain people who are up. I also think, that schedule just getting up at 2:30. Like,
well, I'm up naturally at that time.
2:30.
Yeah. 2:33.
What time do you go to bed?
10.
10. Yeah. Okay. So you get 4 or 5.
But if I take something, sometimes I can buy myself to 4:30, and then that's when I send you guys that email.
Right.
By the way, real fast, you guys texted last night at like 11 o'clock, 11:15, and 1 in the morning. Both woke me up.
Both.
I was asleep already. Yeah. So 11:15, I was asleep.
Does your phone, when you get a text?
I have to have it on loud.
Why?
Because I get calls from the station. I get texts that means something for my daughter.
Yeah, I almost texted you today to tell you that they ran an old promo, and I couldn't do it because I was driving, but they ran a promo.
Yeah, I know about us.
Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah, no, I came in here. I ran in here.
Yeah, so you heard it. Okay.
Yep.
So, Momo, you sent me something this morning that I wanted to ask you about. Mm-hmm. You say that you often think about the road not traveled in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you said what made you think of it today was that the Michigan softball coach is retiring after 40 years.
Carol Hutchins.
She recruited you there, and you took a trip when you were trying to decide where to go to college.
Yep.
But apparently the week before, another recruit committed and took the scholarship they were going to offer me.
Right.
So that door closed without me really getting a chance to decide. I've always wondered how my life would have been different. Is that the biggest road not traveled for you?
It wasn't Michigan. There was a couple other schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Michigan was, like, I don't think I would have said yes, but I had such a good trip there. It was such a great recruiting trip. And they actually did it. They were so classy. Like, they still brought me out on the recruiting trip. They still took me to the football game, wined and dined me, my dad, everybody. I had a great trip.
Even though it wasn't a lock that they were going to have a spot for
you. And I think they knew, because they basically said, well, we were recruiting you as a utility player. And literally we just got a commitment from the other person we were recruiting for that spot last week, but they didn't want to like cancel on me and not bring me out. It's such a good trip. I always used to see them. We used to play them every year. We played them at a tournament in San Diego, and it was like, hey, what's up, Hutch? You know, like it was this kind of, but it was like, they did right by me, by still bringing me out. And it was interesting. Cause like, I remember when I, was thinking about Stanford, I didn't get a scholarship to go there. It was kind of something I got after I got there and I was playing and they added me there. But it was I might have said yes. I mean, like, it was a full scholarship. Like, I might have said yes because...
And your life would have been completely
different.
Totally
different. Can you imagine, like, if I moved to Michigan and I had a whole different life, and maybe you meet somebody at Michigan, maybe you get a job there, maybe you get a... And I remember somebody, when I had this, like, it was an admit weekend, they had at Stanford, they had this fancy ballroom, and I think it was the Biltmore or something. And the guy said, you know, they're trying to convince the people who they accepted to go. And the guy said, you know, we're really happy that you're here, and we hope that you choose us because we know that you've probably got into other really good schools. And by choosing us, you're also choosing not to go someplace else. And I think, like how different would your life have been? Like, if I would have gone to Michigan or to Harvard or to somewhere back east, or thought about going to UCLA. Like, they were just other. And I think that's probably the college choice is a really big thing because it affects where you're going to live going
forward,
too.
A couple months after I started dating Lisa, I got a big money job offer in Detroit. And it was going to be doing it was going to be doing radio in the morning and TV news at night. And it was for a boatload of money.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, the woman who was trying to hire me goes, we live in Detroit. We have to pay more here.
Yeah.
And I went, wow. Well, it's funny that both these stories end in Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
And I said, it's too much money to turn down. I have to do it. And I went to my boss in San Diego, and I showed him the offer.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, and he went, you're really happy here, right? And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, he goes, there should be a price for your happiness. He goes, let me take a day and come back to you with a counter offer. He goes, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not getting anywhere close to this, but I might be able to offer you enough money to make you think about it.
Okay.
And he did. He came back and he got me. By the end of it, it was half of what I would have made in Detroit. But I was making a fourth of what I would have made there. And I went, okay, do I want to take half the money to be able to stay in San Diego? Yeah. I really like Lisa. I just met her. I just met Mason.
Okay.
I thought, yeah, there might be something there. And I don't know why. I think major decisions in your life tend to work out the way they're supposed to. I'll tell you a funny story. What made me think of when you said that, what made me think of it was I have a friend. Lisa's best friend is a girl named Vicky. And she married a guy who had a daughter who was an excellent high school soccer goalie. Got recruited all over the country. And the exact same thing that happened to you at Michigan happened to her at Yale.
Okay.
She went to Yale, loved it, hit it off with the coach. The coach said, I've got one scholarship. I've offered it to another girl. I don't think she's going to take it. And if she turns it down, it's yours. And she said, well, this is my first choice. I love it here. I love you. I think I'd really like it here. Yep. It's an Ivy League school. You know, my dad would be elated if I went here. So I'm putting you in position one.
Yeah.
They said, okay, we'll get back to you in 2 weeks. And a couple weeks later, they called her and said, I'm so sorry. The other girl
took it.
And she goes, okay. And she went to her second choice, which was Oklahoma. Full ride. Loved
totally
it.
Totally different.
Loved it. Okay. Totally different. The first girl, Rick Singer got her in. She was part of the college admissions scandal.
Gosh.
And that was the beginning of Singer being brought down. So again, it all worked out the way it was supposed to. Had Leah taken the offer to go to Yale, and then I don't know, like the coach I think was eventually fired.
Yeah.
The program was probably checked. And so big decisions like that.
Big decision.
Tend to work out. Bergman, do you have a road not taken? Oh, wait, you got breaking news?
Yeah, well, I can do it afterwards. We can do it in the next second. But a statement from the according to Jordan Rodrigue of The Athletic, statement from a Rams spokesperson regarding whether Aaron Donald or any Rams players would be disciplined by team for role in Thursday's practice fight with the Bengals.
Here we go.
The incident will be addressed internally, and any discipline will remain in-house.
All right, which means maybe a fine, but nobody's getting suspended. We spent the whole first hour of the show on this. Greg made a very solid argument that anybody who acts the way Aaron Donald acted has to be suspended or disciplined in some way because you can't allow people to be using helmets as weapons. I don't have a counter argument to that at all, other than to say the minute you start legislating practice and things that happen at practice, you open up a big can of worms. Because I've seen fights, including people taking off helmets and using them as weapons at football practices for 30 years. So I think that's, Greg, I think that's why they issued that statement.
Yep.
It's basically them saying, look, it happened on our watch. We'll deal with it, but nobody's getting suspended for me. We're here because we pay these guys money to win NFL games, and nobody's getting suspended for a game.
And that's what they really should do. It's on the practice field. It's for them only, but they should still suspend him.
Yeah, they're not going to. Okay.
I do have a story if you want to hear it, but it's fine.
Yeah, go ahead. No, do you have a road not taken story?
I do have a road not taken story.
All right, well, do it when we come back. Okay. And then I also, there's kind of an ugly story involved. You know, I've been a big advocate for the punt god, Matt Areza from San Diego State. He's involved in a really ugly story that may end up taking him off the field. If you're not up to speed on that, we'll share it with you. And then Jorge's game coming up at 3:40. Jorge's games are always great.
Yep.
Game of Games coming up at 3:40. That all still to come. But first, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. I got lucky. I was able to meet the guy who invented ZipRecruiter, Ian Siegel, really impressive guy. And Ian told me in one sentence why ZipRecruiter works where other services like this don't. He said, it works because we leave nothing to chance. And here's what he's talking about. And right, by the way, you can try ZipRecruiter right now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, if you're looking for somebody to work at your company, They send it out to over 100 top job sites. But that's not what Ian was referencing. This is. Their matching technology, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology, identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. So they're not leaving it to chance. They're finding people who have a background in what you're hiring for. It's such a great formula that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. Actually, it's a little higher than that, 83%. So if you want to step up your hiring game, if you're looking for somebody at your business, give ZipRecruiter a shot. You got nothing to lose because, as I mentioned, right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. What are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Mason and Ireland winding down. We've got Game of Games coming up in about 10 minutes, and then Sedano and Cap at the top of the hour. We were just talking about road not taken.
Yeah.
And, you know, where you got to make big decisions in life, you decide to go left when you could have gone right. When I say that, yeah. Bergman, what pops under your head?
So I've actually never told this story, and I don't, only a few people know about it. I almost took a job last year in another city in South Carolina.
Whoa.
As a program director, yeah.
Okay, wow. So yeah. What kept you from taking
it? I was ultimately more happy here and having all my family here and my yeah. kid.
I was going to say, what would have happened with Riley?
She was going to come, and my ex-wife was going to go as well. We were all going to go together. We weren't going to live together, but my ex-wife and her fiancé and Riley were all going to come, so we would still be together.
Wow.
It was almost done. It was almost done, and I decided literally the night before I needed to give the decision, I said, nope, I'm staying.
Yeah, it's something that...
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, nobody, not many people did.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody does.
Why would you do that? I would not do that.
Wait, go to South Carolina?
Yeah, you're in L.A. This is L.A. radio,
yeah,
man.
But he'd be the program director. I get it.
It would have been my station.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a good professional challenge. And then you come back here. Once you get that on your resume, you can come back here and be the program director.
Right. But it could have been, you know, like 10 years before that happened.
Yeah, you never know. But that happened with Brian Long, who used to work here. He was working as the interim and then got a job to run a station group down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. He's been down there ever since. He's been really happy.
Right.
But San Diego isn't South Carolina.
No, it's not South Carolina.
Although there's parts of South Carolina that are really nice.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get to this story that's a little ugly. But I want to ask you guys a football-related question about it. If you listen to the show, you know I've been very, very high on the punter from San Diego State. A guy who's nicknamed the punt god, Matt Areza. He was the best punter in college football for the last 2 years. He sometimes has punts that go like upwards of 80 yards.
Wow.
He's like Ray Guy. He's got a chance to be the greatest punter ever. So I thought, I really wanted the Raiders to take him. I really wanted, if not the Raiders, the Rams, somebody to take him because I thought he would be a huge difference maker in special teams. And I said, if this guy is still on the board in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, a really smart team is going to take him. So Buffalo took him in the 6th round. That makes sense. Bills have a Super Bowl team. In preseason, he had a 90-yard punt.
Whoa.
So they immediately cut the guy that was the punter last year and gave the job to Areza. 2 days ago, a civil lawsuit was filed in state court in California that accuses 3 past and present San Diego State football players, including Areza, of gang raping a 17-year-old girl last year at an off-campus party. I have to wonder, Greg, if this came up when Rams, Raiders, Chargers, other NFL teams were studying whether or not they wanted to take Areza. This girl, who's the victim here, filed this report 10 hours after it happened.
Okay.
Like,
oh, wow.
A year and a half ago. Would something like that come up in a background check? Probably, right?
So she filed a police report.
Correct.
Yeah, you get that. And when you background somebody, you
so,
get that.
So, number one, guys like me that were saying, God, take the punt, God, take the punt, God.
Yeah.
As often happens in these cases, they know, they may have known a lot more than I did. I was just looking at this guy as a punter.
Yeah,
but the question
out.
I have for you guys is this. Areza's attorney has come out and denied it, says, one thing he said was, this is a shakedown now that he's on the Buffalo. This is, the timing is interesting. The minute he's been given
a civil suit. Now?
Yeah. Minute he's been given a job in the NFL, here comes a civil suit. But why that doesn't make sense is she filed the police report right after it happened.
Okay.
You know, it's not like she filed the police report.
Happened, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he says this, he said, Matt is not a part of this. He's not it. But now he's named in the civil suit.
Frankly,
let me get to this question. Mm-hmm. If
Mother's Day is around the corner, find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This civil suit is moving forward, and it sounds like it is. Again, civil suit. It's an accusation. Nothing more than that at this point. You're innocent in this country until proven guilty. But still, if you're Buffalo, punters are pretty easy to replace. You know this, Greg. They fire and hire place kickers and punters if they have a bad game. You know, every team, at least once this year, some kicker, a punter or a place kicker, will have a bad game and he'll be cut on Monday and they'll just do open tryouts and bring somebody in. That's something you can do in the NFL. Is the accusation alone enough for you to go to a Razor and say, look, we have your rights, but we're going to put you on the PUP list until this is resolved? We don't think this hanging over your head and our head is a good look. Or is that unfair to a Razor because, again, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty? Bergman, what do you think?
I think the first part, the former of what you said, you put him on the PUP list, you take him away. If it comes out that he's fine, then yes, you can put him back up there. But otherwise, this is just too much of a large accusation that we have to take it seriously. When it comes to these types of accusations...
Even though he's proclaiming he's innocent.
Everybody claims they're innocent. So
I'll give you an example. When Kobe was accused of the most heinous thing ever, the Lakers stood behind him, and he had an unbelievable year. It was so weird, though.
People still bring that up about
it. Right, but it was so weird that he was flying to Colorado to be in court during the day and then flying back just in time for tip-off. I mean, it was super awkward. Ramona, what do you think? If you were running the Buffalo Bills, would you pull a Razor off the field for now until this goes away, with the caveat that if you are indeed proven innocent here, or if this goes away, we'll bring you back? Or do you support him, let him work through whatever this is?
He's off the field. I mean, an hour ago, Adam Schefter just tweeted that he is he will not punt in tonight's preseason game in Carolina.
They had to bring another punter in for that.
I just saw a video of Matt Barkley. Do you remember Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
Practicing punting. Because Matt's on the Bills.
Okay.
Practicing some punting before this game.
It's a game that doesn't mean anything. Anybody that was a high school punter do it.
Well, the first thing I do if I'm the Buffalo Bills is I fire whoever's in charge of research.
Yep.
This should have come up absolutely.
They claim they knew.
Oh, they claim they knew?
They actually knew?
They claim they knew and they believe him. That he's not a part. Like, they've asked him about it and they believe him.
Interesting.
The problem is...
Should have gotten in front of that story.
Not a Super Bowl contending team. Absolutely not. That was a terrible decision.
Well, to me, if you knew about this, you drafted him anyway. You've got to get in front of that story. You've got to get in front of that. The idea that this is just going to come out in a civil suit, like, this guy is just
does it matter?
You know who he is, but the fans in Buffalo don't.
Right.
And they're like, what are you guys doing?
And by the way, the Bills Mafia, which is the nickname for the Bills fans, are some of the most loyal and supportive fans. These are the fans that every year when a player on the other team does something that helps them. Remember Andy Dalton a few years ago led his team to victory and it backdoored the Bills into the playoffs and they flooded Andy Dalton's foundation with like $1 million in charity donations. They do stuff like this all the time. They're like some of the most philanthropic fans in the league. it's a tough sell to them.
Yeah.
To say, hey, trust us, this kid's not guilty. It's just a weird look. But I don't know what the right answer is. If he is maintaining his innocence and they've investigated it.
They have to have investigated it.
Well, there's been no criminal. Greg, does this matter to you? There have been no criminal charges filed.
No, it takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes, like Mom was saying, it takes time to get there. It does not matter.
Take him off the board until you get this resolved.
Absolutely. You got to take him. It's disgusting.
You have people.
Well,
who
that's great.
The
shaking of your head and the use of that word "disgusting" is part of this story because it's so ugly.
Yeah,
just the term "gang rape" alone is such a red flag that maybe you do pull him off the field.
Off,
we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this and see how it goes. All right, we'll lighten things up considerably next.
Thank you.
Game of games. Jorge,
has
the game. You want to give a preview or you want to surprise us?
Surprise.
Okay. Anybody from the afternoon show playing?
Actually, Funches is going to because they're all on remote.
Okay, good.
Another remote.
So Funch is going to join us, and we'll play Game of Games next. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA. All right, here we go. Game of Games. It is Jorge Briones' game today, and competing are Michael Funches. Hi, Funch.
What's going on, Ireland?
Glad to have you.
You too.
Bergman's here, Momo's here, and I'm here. So four players. Jorge, what's the game?
Okay, so we were watching cartoons last night, and Maite asked me, what kind of cartoons did you watch when you were a kid? And I came up with 12 of these. I'm going to name out the characters. You need to name the cartoon.
You're in trouble, John.
I am not a big cartoon guy. But I, as always, will scrap, claw, and cheat my way to the top.
Turn that computer off.
I'm bringing up our rundown so I can bring up the standings, unless you have them in front of you, Greg. I had them up earlier. Okay, so here we go. This has been the closest Game of Games month ever. Bergman 4, Ireland 3, Momo 2, Jacob 2, Sedano 2, and then one each for Laura, Beto, Jorge, Funch, Pepe, Tyler, and Andy. So this could, Bergman, if you win, you create a little distance. Anybody else wins, and it's just a log jam.
Yeah, Funch, you'll be right in it if you win this.
All right, so Jorge, is it name is your buzzer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, here we go.
So help me keep score, please.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
All right, here we go. Here's the first cartoon. Leonardo, Raphael.
Greg.
Funch. I think that was Momo.
Momo.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
I am deeply concerned here.
No, I got some. You
okay.
Got some.
All right.
Here we go. Barney.
Ireland.
Flintstones. Yes.
Okay.
Good job, John. He's not hearing me now.
Yeah.
Here comes the next one.
I'm going to scream.
Angelica.
Greg.
Rugrats.
Jesus, Bergman.
He's got a girl.
All right,
by the way.
Rugrats has been around for a while.
By the way. Hey,
I watched Rugrats.
Hey, Funch, look alive. Everybody's got a point but you. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Elmer. Marvin.
Funch.
Looney Tunes it is.
Oh, wow.
One to one. All right. Tight as you can get.
Okay.
Here we go. Brain.
Greg.
Greg.
It's either the Animaniacs or Animaniacs. Yeah.
Animaniacs.
Yes. Okay. All right. Bergman's got the lead.
Jane. Judy.
Ireland.
Greg. Ireland. Mm.
Jetsons.
Yeah. Oh, good job. Okay.
Thought I got in there.
All right.
Here we go. Velma. Fred.
Greg.
Ireland.
Greg.
That was Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Bergman's up 3-2.
All right. Here we go. Choo-choo. Benny the Ball.
Greg.
Fancy. Greg.
Is that
three.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Nope.
Two. Okay. Keep going.
All right. So Choo-choo. Benny the Ball. Fancy, Spooky, Officer Charlie Dibble.
Oh, now I know.
That's it?
I know it.
The last one, it's
Heathcliff.
No?
Hard pass? No?
It's not Heathcliff?
No, it's not Heathcliff. It's Top Cat.
Top Cat. They're very similar.
I've never even heard of Top Cat.
Top Cat was a great
cartoon.
It was Top Cat.
It was a 60s cartoon.
All right, so,
I love that.
So here's the score. Bergman 3, Ireland 2, Momo 1, Funch 1.
I got four more.
All right, four more. Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. Gargamel.
Greg.
Greg.
Smurfs.
I thought that was me.
I thought that was Momo, too.
Oh, what?
Did you? Smurfs.
It's his game. It's not anybody else's game. He said Greg.
Well, you had the lead already, so we'll give it a moment.
There you go.
You don't make the... I'm just done.
Right, that was very close to a complaint.
Flag.
He's been complaining.
He threw it.
Flag. No.
Greg has been complaining the entire game.
That is not true.
You're back to... You're down
also,
to... Okay, so...
I buy you... Starbucks Momo. With the
right. I did not. Listen,
okay, so that amends the score. Greg gets -1.
All right.
Ramona 2, Greg 2, Ireland 2, Funch 1. How many left?
I got 3 left.
Okay, all right,
here
let's go.
Here we go. Eric, Kenny, Stan,
Greg.
Ireland.
Greg.
Oh. South Park.
South Park.
Son of a gosh! Had it! God! All right, 2 more?
All right, let's
these
go.
These last 2, you guys got to be fast.
All right, I know.
Yeah, Bergman can lock it up if he gets us.
Let's go.
Here we go. Maggie, Mark,
Greg.
Mama.
Greg.
Oh,
Simpson.
Shoot.
Simpson.
Oh,
baby. Oh.
Too another fast, Greg. Too fast.
Yeah, it's over. All right, do the last one just for fun.
Lois, Meg, Brian.
Greg. Greg. Family Guy.
Family Guy.
All right, so Bergman.
Wait, where's the Peppa Pig, man?
Oh, that was easy.
Where's Peppa?
Where's Peppa? I would not have gotten Peppa Pig.
I would have got Peppa. I would have got all that. What about the Bluey?
Where are the Wiggles?
Yeah.
The
Wiggles. I mean, I thought, Jorge, I thought we had a basis here.
Berg. Oh, what? Bergman, you already gave yourself up. Oh, my already? God. Wow. I looked at the standings.
It was up.
You already went into the Google Doc?
Yeah. Oh, he updated it within 2 seconds of winning. It's like,
it was right in front of me.
Funch, you were quiet back there, man.
Yeah, you there?
I didn't see Optimus Prime or G.I. Joe. Like any of those stuff I really watched
He-Man.
In the 90s. Yes. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man. All right, so now Bergman has 6. Ireland 3, Momo 2. So I got to really jump on you early next week. And Monday's my game. So Bergman, you can lock it up Monday. Momo's got 2, Jacob 2, Sonata 2. All right. And Greg may win. You've never won 2 months in a row.
No, I have not won 2 months in a row.
All right. So that's
you know what it is?
For.
We need to put him on a delay.
What? Why?
No, he won fair and square. We even penalized him.
Yeah.
I need a little
I
delay.
Gave him a flag. Come on.
I know.
No, that was a dominant performance. Although,
so fast,
I'm surprised I got any cartoons.
Thanks, Funch.
Oh,
90s cartoons.
Yeah.
By the way, why couldn't you have done like Baywatch lifeguards? That would have, you know, I would have dominated.
You've been watching
I
that too much
roll
recently.
In this game, because I was like, ooh, cartoons. I watched a lot of those.
No, Greg, I can't watch it anymore now that I'm back from Idaho because I don't have a Samsung TV.
Oh.
But if you weren't with us earlier in the week, if you have a Samsung TV, there's a 24-hour Baywatch channel. Channel 1063. On Samsung. It's awesome. And you can't turn it off once you start. It's better than Hallmark. By the way, Bergman, you mischaracterized my TV viewing on the Travis and Sliwa show.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I said Lifetime instead of Hallmark.
Lifetime
is very different.
Okay, no, Lifetime movies are I slept with my boss's evil son.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
Or my nanny stole my baby.
Ah. My nanny stole my baby.
Hallmark, yeah, it's all like movies that are based on stuff like Hand That Rocks the Cradle or Fatal Attraction or My Guy Is Too Good to Be True. Like her guy is secretly an axe murderer.
Oh.
But those movies are all like PG-13 and R on Lifetime. Hallmark is all G all the time.
Okay, I got
Hallmark,
mixed up.
Hallmark, you don't even get second base.
Oh, that's
and strangely,
the point.
Strangely, people who have never dated and have never even kissed, have decided they're going to spend the rest of their lives together, and then they kiss at the very end, and then wrap, and you go to the next Hallmark movie. But
did say Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo is the opposite.
Yeah,
Bravo is train wreck
so.
Girls that or Housewives.
And E is even a little more than Bravo.
Yeah, it is even worse. But yeah. I've decided you and I have landed on the same new. My new favorite housewife is that Caroline Stansberry.
Oh, from Dubai.
Oh, my gosh.
She's awesome.
She's hot. She's loaded. She likes, like, guys that are 20 years younger than her, and I'm guessing 20 years old. Like, she does not care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my new favorite housewife.
I like her, and I like the model.
Her and
Chantel.
The girl, the blonde girl that has the stripper pole in her house from Salt Lake City.
Ooh. Okay, I didn't watch Salt Lake.
Oh, that's good.
Salt Lake's good.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Yeah. And the one thing, you're into Below Deck, right?
Yeah.
See, I've got to get into that.
Oh, you're not into it
No,
yet? Oh,
I'm
John.
Not into any of the Below Decks. I'm starting to get into Southern Charm. Those are my kind of girls.
Yeah.
They're all a mess. All the Southern Charm girls are a mess.
All the Below Deck people are total messes.
All right, let's get Sedano and Cap in here, do a little super crosstalk.
Woo!
And we welcome to the program the stars of the afternoon show, George Sedano and Scott Kaplan. Boys, how are we doing today?
We're good, pal. We are at the Hollywood Park Casino. We're getting ready for our big fantasy football event here that's going to be transpiring at 7 o'clock. So Cappy and I are going to be here to warm up the crowd, as they say.
All right, now, so Mason has the first pick in our Hollywood fantasy football draft this year because he finishes last every year.
Every year.
He's finished last 5 out of the last 6 years.
He did win the basketball league after making an awful trade. Thanks, Brian Kamenetsky.
Right. And he claims that he will not get stoned before the draft, and that will make all the difference. But he's taking Cooper Kupp. With the number one overall pick.
Is
he a running back?
Is he making?
Why?
I was just going to say, is he
There's
making
not
a
very
mistake?
Many of them. Yes, because you got to take one of the. If you have the first pick, you got to take one of the top running backs because there's just not a ton of them that get the bulk of the carries.
Derrick Henry? Is that the number one guy?
Right,
this year?
Someone like that, right, yeah.
Is that the way you strategize a fantasy draft?
If you have one of the top five picks, you have to take running backs. There's not very many of them.
You know, a couple of years ago, I had the number one overall pick, and I took Antonio Brown. Never played one game the entire season. Not one game.
That's a very Mason-like pick. Well, the problem is we have 12 teams in our league, and so Mason picks first, and then he picks 24th. Mm. So if he doesn't take Cooper Kupp, Kupp won't be there when he gets to his second
round. But why
does
he need Cooper Kupp? There's a lot of great receivers.
No, it's an emotional thing, dude. Don't you get it? Yeah. He's not trying to win.
So according to Fantasy Pros, Jonathan Taylor from Indianapolis, that's the number one pick. Should be.
I would take
Derrick
Henry. But no, I would never take McCaffrey. He gets hurt every year.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook from Minnesota, or Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler's a good pick. Oh, that reminds me. Cap, especially for
Austin
you.
Austin Eckler, for sure.
But I wanted to play this for both of you guys. There's a guy named Ryan Harris who played in the league for a lot of years. He's an offensive lineman, played with Peyton Manning, played with Ben Roethlisberger. He was on CBS Radio yesterday, and listen to what he said about the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. All right.
Make no mistake. Everybody in the AFC West is chasing the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did I get that right? You think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback you've ever seen more than Peyton Manning?
Oh, no. I played with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm telling you, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. It's unbelievable what he does. It is something that's only going to continue to increase, and he's got the most talented arm in the NFL.
So, guys, this isn't me, John Ireland, Big Mouth sports talk show host, saying Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. This is a guy that played in the NFL with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. Are we all underrating Justin Herbert, Cap?
This is, like, I mean, the best quarterback of, like, ever. I mean, this guy, Ryan Harris, is that what you said his name was?
Yep.
I just had to Google him. I just had to find out who he is.
I wonder if he Googled you.
Probably not. Doesn't know who I am. I'm sure he doesn't. Ryan Emerson Wilcox Harris is a former American football offensive tackle in the National Football League. He was drafted by the Denver Broncos in the third round of the 2007 draft. Okay. So the guy bounced around, played for Philly, Houston, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. And his opinion is that Justin Herbert's the best he's ever seen.
Best arm talent, he said, I believe, if I recall correctly. Because I did hear that same clip. But what I would say to you is this, is that you three, you, Greg, and Ramona, as I texted you earlier, are Raider fans. So your thoughts on this is what I would say is, I would call it sus. That's what we call it here on the show.
I think it's sus or hella sus.
No, no, no. Yeah. And then Cappy is a Charger hater. Uh-huh. So he goes from sus to hella sus.
Okay, got it. So I'm glad you made the distinction.
Yeah.
Okay, smart. I can get that.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, he didn't leave any wiggle room there. I mean, better than Peyton Manning, better than Big Ben.
Well, Peyton Manning didn't have a big arm, though.
Right.
He was great as a quarterback, but he didn't have this, like, monster arm.
Right, is he only saying he's the best thrower of the football?
Yeah, he hadn't seen a guy throw the football like that, spin it like, you
well,
know.
Well, I think he said he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. Yeah. Let me play it again. Here we go.
Make no mistake, everybody in the AFC West is chasing the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did I get that right? You think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback you've ever seen more than Peyton Manning?
Oh, no. I played with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm telling you, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback I've ever seen. It's unbelievable what he does. It is something that's only going to continue to increase, and he's got the most talented arm in the NFL.
All right.
Best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah. That seems like hyperbole.
Yeah, here's what's going on, John. So this guy, Ryan Harris, you know, he played in the NFL, had a nice career. He's got a lot to be proud of. And he probably wants to get into broadcasting. And he's probably talking to an agent. The agent says, listen, for a guy like you who doesn't really have a name, you do have a resume, but you don't have a name. So you know what you need to do? you need to say stuff that's going to really make people pay attention. So don't say, hey, yeah, you know, I played with Peyton Manning and I played with Ben Roethlisberger, and this guy's he's pretty close. He's on par. No, you say he's better than Peyton Manning. He's better than Ben Roethlisberger. And guess what? People in, like, L.A. are going to play these sound bites because it's so outrageous. That's why I think's happening here. Yeah. That's my analysis. What's what do you think about that?
I think Justin Herbert is a badass. That's what I think.
Yeah. Is he better than Peyton Manning?
I mean, he doesn't have the resume yet because he's a kid. He's a baby. He's got Similac on his breath. But, like, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, he's really damn good.
Similac was an interesting choice.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Like, I know
it's
where
the
you got that from.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
I know
sure.
where you got that line from. You probably
Stephen A.
No, that's a perk line.
Oh,
perk.
No, it's a Stephen A. line. No, no, Stephen A. uses Similac.
Did Perk steal it from Stephen A.?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you just stole it from Stephen A.
Right. Dude, I don't know if Perk said it.
So, Nano and Cap, are either one of you guys familiar with a store called Wawa?
Yeah, the sandwich gas station.
No, 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 but it's like a 7-Eleven.
It's a gas station.
In like New Jersey and Philadelphia, that whole area, that region.
It's like a gas station.
That's George, that's what I said, and people are coming back at me with, no, Wawa is like a Subway. And they make sandwiches fresh.
It is, but it's still basically in a gas station. And there's these like Wawa zealots that will come back at you and haunt you, like the Bayhive, or like Riri's Navy. There's like these Wawa zealots.
But there's also like you know how there's like questions about what's better, Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
Or like
Pepsi for me.
Chick-fil-A or Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Popeye's, no question.
But there's a Wawa, and then there's somebody on the other side.
Oh, Jersey Mike's right now of all the big brand like sandwich places. Is by far number one.
Yeah, but it's not like that. It's a Wawa versus, it's not 7-Eleven, but I feel like it's another brand that's sort of like half gas station, half convenience store.
Okay, so is
I've seen that around on the internet.
Devontae Smith, the wide receiver for the Eagles who won the Heisman Trophy a couple of years ago at Alabama, said this after practice yesterday. Is this incriminating or no big deal? Here's what he said.
Oh, you know what's crazy? I got a Wawa addiction. Honestly, Wawa sandwiches is just, I don't know, I literally eat one every day for some reason.
Which one's your favorite,
The honey turkey.
Oh, do you like the meatball?
No.
No?
I'm not going.
All right, so is this like Mason eating the turkey bacon cheddar from Starbucks every day? Is it like one of those pre-wrapped sandwiches that's been made for 3 weeks?
I mean, no, it's not pre-wrapped. They make real sandwiches.
Okay.
Oh, they're
okay,
tell me
there's
so
a human being
up.
Making the sandwiches.
All right, wow. Built to order. They also have breakfast burritos and cheese steaks. They also have ready to go, so you can kind of like they're pre-made. You want to know the menu? Should we get the menu here?
I got the menu right here.
All right, what do you got?
So it sounds like it's a little better than a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, no, it's definitely better than this. But Cap is right. The structure, the brick and mortar, is like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and it's a very Pennsylvania thing, and it's an East Pennsylvania versus West Pennsylvania. So it's Wawa on the east, and it's Sheetz on the west. So that's the way it's divided in the state of Pennsylvania. Are you a Wawa guy or are you a Sheetz guy?
Sheetz is better, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think so. I've had both, and I think Sheetz is better.
Ramona, do you want the breakfast panini sandwiches?
No, or like what are the? I'm not a breakfast person. So
they got paninis. They got hot and cold.
Is that macaroni and cheese on the sandwich?
They got macaroni and cheese on the sandwich.
Or is that eggs? I can't tell what that is.
It looks like eggs. They have paninis.
I like a panini.
They're paninis. They have a Southwest Chipotle chicken.
Looks good.
A bacon mac and cheese. They do have mac and cheese.
Wow.
And an onion cheesesteak. And then, like, hot subs. That's not just technically
an onion cheesesteak.
They got meatball.
Meatball.
They got quesadillas.
See.
Roasted chicken. Burritos.
Oh,
those burritos can't be good.
Nah, come on.
These just sound like really junky gas station food. That's probably really good.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think the bread looks good.
And then they got the cold subs, which are the traditional stuff.
I don't think the bread looks good. The panini looks good. The bread on the sub doesn't look very good, I don't think.
Yeah.
Panini. But I'm with you. Jersey Mike's is bomb.
Jersey Mike's is the way to go.
Fire.
You want a sandwich.
Can't help myself at Jersey
There's
Mike's.
There's like a bunch of Jersey Mike's now in the South Bay, Ireland.
My problem with Jersey Mike's is that when I go, I have to have like a little schmear of mayonnaise.
A schmear?
A schmear.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny
Ramona,
bit.
Ramona, do you like a good schmear on your sandwich?
You mean in cream cheese?
No, this is a schmear, just a little schmear of mayo. You know what I'm saying?
Why not a lot of mayo?
No, you see, I don't want a lot of mayo, but I just
want
the mayo.
And I want Mike's way with all the stuff and the
jalapenos on it.
Yeah.
But the thing is
no,
that
banana peppers, not jalapenos. Banana peppers.
John, do you do Jersey Mike's in the South Bay? There's a bunch of them now.
Yeah, there's one right on Sepulveda, kind of when you get into El Segundo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, does he do Jersey Mike's?
In the meantime, you should have heard these guys.
I mean,
guys
John
earlier.
Ireland lives in the gated community where, like, they will deliver, like, a gourmet sandwich to his front door, probably.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's
exactly.
is better.
Yeah.
Ramona,
yeah.
Your whole thing about whether or not you're, like, going to be attracted to the Jack in the Box every time you leave the studio.
All right.
That's a real-life thing, man.
It is.
Like the actual Jack in the Box
right.
character?
Like, no, not the character. Like, Ramona wants
you're
to dating, go every day.
You're dating Jack Box.
I was going to say, what is Nev going to say about this?
Ramona every day says that she is, like, battling whether or not she should or
it's
should
right
not
on
go
the
to
right,
Jack in
so
the Box.
So I always take the same way home.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to order, like, Smash Burger, and I get... I'll have that in a grilled chicken sandwich, and that's like nice and healthy and good.
Yeah,
but I'm
healthy,
not tempted
yeah.
and I'm not hungry. But if I don't eat a big enough lunch, like if I was sticking with, I was doing the Starbucks chicken protein box for a while there. That's good, but like by the time I'm done, I'm hungry again. Like that's not really lunch. That's just kind of a snack. Yeah. As Mark Wahlberg would say, that's snack. So on the drive home, if I'm hungry and I'm going to be sitting in traffic, there's a Jack in the Box right on the way, and it's on the right-hand side, so it's like easy to pull in,
easy to pull out.
If it's on the left-hand side, there's a McDonald's on the left, but I'm not going to make a left and a left.
Yeah, make a left, pain in the ass.
But if it's a right and a right.
Oh, easy.
And it's Jack in the
Box. I have a Jack in the Box right by me, and I never go.
Same thing. I occasionally go. It depends on how hungry I am.
I never go to the shop. I swear to you, that it's the closest fast food restaurant to my house. It's half a mile.
Yeah.
I've never been to this Jack in the Box. It must be like a pride thing. I want to say that.
There is one right by me, and like Ramona, it's also a right and a right.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like.
That matters,
so
right?
So sometimes. Back in the day.
Of course it does, like, right.
Yeah, of course it does.
Not
sure.
left, right.
So, like if I left a Laker game, right, and I'm like, little hungry.
Jack, huh?
And I'm like, do I go the two tacos, right? Or do I go, like, the pita and try to do something somewhat healthier?
Yeah.
And it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes, like, you know, I can crush the two tacos really quick. The pita, I can't eat in the car for the other half a mile
to
my house.
Yeah, you're spilling yourself.
Right, the tomatoes are going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
like
you
know,
sauce.
The chicken's going to fall out. The pita is wheat pita. It's going to fall apart. So sometimes I just crush the two tacos for $1.50 or whatever.
I understand that. I'm embarrassed to tell you though that I used to do the same thing. Like leave games late at night, go to an In-N-Out, and my order was. And this
but In-N-Out, you're going to wait 45 minutes.
I know, but this is terrible though. Imagine it's 11 o'clock at night, right? I go to an In-N-Out. I'm just getting done with a game. I'll have two double doubles, animal style, and a chocolate shake. What an animal.
No.
What a disgusting
animal. Yeah, that's too much.
Animal.
That's gross.
Right? Like
I mean, it's not gross because the food is delicious, but you're gross.
Right, like one double-double and a water would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
and
you can
do
get
a protein style.
Right, exactly. No. Two double-doubles animal style and a chocolate shake.
Cap, you eat your milkshakes. Drink your milkshakes. I love milkshakes. I would drink them every day if I could.
I love milkshakes.
Okay, so let me tell you what your issue is.
Ashamed.
Cap, what? I understand this. So did you ever get fries also?
Never get the fries because I'm on a diet.
Exactly.
He said that after he was ordering food.
When did that start?
Yeah, so I had the two double-doubles. Yeah, but that's coming up. But I had the two double-doubles animal style and the milkshake. But by not getting fries, that's showing some discipline.
That is showing some discipline. And the truth is, like, you have the one, and you're going to be done with it, and then it's just going to be done. And you feel like you want something else,
which is where the
fries come in. But then you talk yourself into thinking, like, oh, fries are just, like, no nutritional value. I should just get another burger. Right? Like, don't you do
you
that?
You got some protein.
Because
right.
it's, like, something
Ramona,
else.
Yeah.
Trust
you understand the mentality. Hey, Ramona, how about this? When I'm really on a diet, you know what I do?
You're talking to a nursing mom. I just eat all the time right now.
when I'm really on a diet, I do this, though.
Yeah, but Ramona's nursing now, so it's like you can eat. Like,
I know.
When Kelly was nursing, she would, like, down, like, a Ben & Jerry's pint. It was nothing. And she'd lose weight.
How is this happening? Everybody's like, are you on a diet right now? I'm like, no, I eat everything in sight. I'm hungry all the time.
Eating for two.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's, like, great.
Yeah.
My diet right now is I'll have a double-double animal style.
Yeah.
And I'll have a single cheeseburger with pickles and mustard because I'm on a diet.
Right. Yeah, single.
Right.
By the way, we crushed the burger here.
Oh, yeah. Destroyed
they were like
it.
These little mini sliders.
Yeah.
It was so delicious.
Delish.
So if you come to Hollywood Park Casino, have the sliders that Cappy and I had. We split it.
I don't know, man, because the chef here today at Hollywood Park Casino is going to bring out an entire smorgasbord of things that he and she would like us to try.
Love
so
it.
I'm gonna endorse the cheeseburger sliders.
It was so good.
But
it
who knows what else?
Chipotle mayo.
See,
little
aioli. They have good Chinese food there too. Like they have
no way. I heard. Yeah, yes.
They have good Chinese food there.
We're gonna crush
Not
Kung
that
Pao
I've
chicken.
Done this at 2 a.m. when I used to go out late at night and play poker late at night. Not that like I've been sitting at the table.
Not
going,
that there's anything wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. I'm just.
All right. So this now this show has taken on a new level of excitement. Not only will Sedano and Cap be doing their usual entertaining radio show, but offering live food reviews.
Oh, it's like
yes, that's
the
right.
Next 3 hours. Right. Stay tuned for that. That's it for Mason and Ireland. Sedano and Cap are coming up next. Coors Light is the sponsor of Supercross Talk, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.